السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat. And Allah Ta'ala make your suffer in Rustenburg. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala fill it with Barakah and Khair. Hadrat Mufti Sahib, platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Jumad al-Ula 1447 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 99% of the cities and countries of the world. Last night, whilst we were in Costa, I received a message from Mauritius as well that today, Thursday, is the first of Jumad al-Ula. So we thank Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for this great bounty as well. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. All thanks and gratitude is solely, only, exclusively for Him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And all praises is only for Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we focus on chapter number 57, Surah Hadid, Iron and Steel, and verses number 11 and verse number 12. In yesterday's lesson, we did what Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala praising the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and informing us, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. And remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has promised all the Sahaba, all of them, male, female, adult children, that they will enter Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus. Therefore, one hadith we should always remember, that he, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was, is, will always be the exclusive Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, the 17th Supara, 17 Jews, and verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but is a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So what is the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif? إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. This is the Master Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, when you see those people cursing, swearing, castigating, condemning my companions, then you, the Ummah, must say, فَقُولُوا لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. Allah has cursed be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating and committing. So we say, people like Khomeini and his ilk, لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Allah Jalla wa'ala has cursed upon them. Namus-e sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz aur wajib hai. To defend the honor and dignity of every sahabi and companion of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is compulsory and mandatory. Let's come to today's lesson and see how interesting it is. Chapter 57 and verse number 11. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is posing a question. Man dhalladhi yuqridu Allah. Who is that person who will give Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala alone? Subhanallah. But the entire universe belongs to Him. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is that supreme being that He said Himself, Wallahu al-Ghani, that Almighty Allah is self-sufficient. Allah Ta'ala does not need anybody, anything, anywhere, anytime, in any circumstances. وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ And you are the paupers, you are the poor ones, you need me and you need the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala every minute, every moment, every second. So the meaning is this, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهُ Who is that person who will give a loan? عِبَادَ اللَّهُ To the slaves and servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And when we give that loan, that qarz, to the person, Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever, then it must be qarzan hasana, a beautiful loan. Beautiful loan means there must be no interest involved. You can't be telling that person, okay, I will give you this loan, 10,000, 100,000, 1 million, then you will have to do this, you will have to do that. So you make conditions, no, you're not entitled to do that. He or she must just pay you that principal amount. And Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa hadith in Jami al-Saghir. Pay attention, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba. The Master alayhi salam said, Kullu qardin jarra manfa'atan fawa riba. Every loan you give and it draws a benefit and so forth. So that benefit, what you're calling, it is exactly riba and interest and usury and sood and viaj and absolutely haram. So we should understand these things here. So Quran is saying, qardan hasana. You don't keep on reminding that person, I gave you that loan of 10,000, 100,000, 1 million, and now you are doing this, you are doing that. So that is called manni wal aza. That you keep on reminding that person or keep on harming him and disgracing him and so forth. So all that is not acceptable. In Islam, when you give a loan, your aim is not to make money out of that person. It is to help that person. That is Islam. Capitalism, the satanic system, remember that they give you a loan and then they want to make money out of you. So what is the result of that? The rich get richer. And the poorer, poor get poorer and poorer. Therefore, the world is rebelling and revolting against this system. Take these two verses of the Noble Quran. كَيْ لَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ It must not happen that the world only rotates among the elite and the filthy rich and so forth and influential people. The world must filter down to the people. That is the beauty and glory of Islam. Today I know of how many Muslim people that they will give you a loan and so forth and so on, and then they will tell you there's so much interest you will have to pay. They might give it some fancy name and so forth, but we all know it is interest. What does Almighty Allah say, O Muslim, O Muslimah? The only place in the Quran Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala uses this, Wa'idun Shadeed, a stern, stern warning. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ If you do not abstain, refrain from taking, giving, witnessing, contracting in interest-related transactions, then be prepared فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ For a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the biggest capitalist country today. I've been to America twice, you see. There they'll charge you for air also. You know, we just go to the filling station and we just say, Gwalisa. You know Gwalisa? Fill up the tank, right? And then we say, Fagalamoya. They just put some air. We won't even dream that they're going to charge you for the air. You go there, $1 for one tire, $2, two tires, $3, three tires. Like that they work, nothing for nothing. So therefore, you see, it has become the most despised country in the world. They have a shutdown going to its third week because this capitalism, secularism are all tawhuti, are satanic systems, and a Muslim must reject it. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا all these man-made systems, Zionism, secularism, capitalism, democracy, socialism, communism, all are ta'ghut. So you must reject it as a Muslim and believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and all the articles of faith in Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the prophets and messengers and all the divine books and Christian scriptures in the day of Qiyamah and so forth and so on. Then you have held on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah. That rope of Allah, lan fisam alaha, it can never snap off. In Urdu, Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi chhoot sakti hai. Me and you, we release the grip. We release the grip of the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Uswa-i Hasana, the beautiful role model, the best of the best of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we are the one that are guilty. Don't blame the Quran Sharif. Don't blame the Sunnah. Don't blame Islam. It is our weakness and our shortcoming. So that is what Quran is telling us. You see that? Study the entire corpus of hadith, thousands of hadith. Only one place you will find it in Bukhari Sharif. Qala Nabiyul Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, the Master alayhi salam said, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّا that Allah Jalla Wala states, Hadith Qudsi, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيَّا you cause harm to my special friends, like Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, the founder of Hamas, نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ مَرْقَدَهُ then, فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ then I will announce a war against you. Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut and the war criminal, he martyred and murdered Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallah Marqadahu, in 2004. And 3 weeks later, he martyred and murdered Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, the second leader of Hamas, Allah ki lati be awaze. When the stick of Allah hits, it doesn't make a noise. He was struck with a stroke, you see that? And then, remember, he remained in Sakarat for 8 years. You will see, O Muslim, O listener, non-Muslim, what's going to happen to Netanyahu, what's going to happen to Trump, the pedophile and rapist and felon and criminal, what's going to happen to Smotrich and to Ben-Gvir and all these haramis. Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Allahumma arina ajaiba kudratik fa innahum la yujizunak. Ya Allah, you increase your punishment, chastisement of them. Make them a sample and an example for humanity and posterity. So when you give that loan, solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, what will happen? So yudha'ifahu lahu, then Almighty Allah will multiply it many, many fold for that person. Walahu ajrun kareem, and you will get a magnificent, generous reward. Understand this point I'm making. Hadha min al-lataif, this is one of the subtle points which many people don't understand. A person came to me and he told me that he is out and down. He can't out and, you know, he can't pay rental, he doesn't have money for food and he can't pay his electricity. And I found out in for real it is like that. So I gave him sadaqah, I gave him zakat and so forth. So for that time, remember, I get the reward, he gets the reward, whatever it is, he spends it in good things and so forth. وَمَا عَاتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مُضْعِفُونَ when you give your zakat, chapter 30, verse 39, solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then what will happen is, Allah Ta'ala will reward you, multiply it many, many fold. But when you gave a loan to that person, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, so depending on the amount, you must set the time and so forth, when that creditor will be paid by the debtor and so forth and so on. So now, let's say it is for 1 year or 5 years, so every day you are getting a reward. That you did ihsan, you did a favor on that person for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, to give the qarz, sometimes, not always, to give the loan to the person is better than giving them charity, because your reward will be extended over the period of time, provided that there's no interest and so forth involved. Let's take Mawlana Salim Kareem al-Fiqh al-Waqi. What is happening nowadays in our society? The micro and the macro, South Africa, Africa, and 90%, 70% of the world. You see, a person is a multi-millionaire, and now there's another person is struggling, and he doesn't have enough cash flow. So he really needs cash for his business, for his house, for his enterprise, for his warehouse, farm, factory, whatever it is. So now our people do this. They say, I will give you 100,000 rand, 1 million rand. We just make these figures. The figures will be much more normally with the big people and big, you know, the big shots, elites and so forth. So 100,000 you take, 1 million you take, but every month you must give me 2%, 5%, 10%. That's a condition that is made. So that's absolutely haram. It's not permissible. They say it's a partnership, but that's not a partnership. That is riba and interest. Because when you have to become a partner, then you must become a partner in profit and loss. That is the justice system of Islam. All of us who say we are involved in Tabligh Jamaat, or we are involved in the Khanqa, or we are involved in the Darul Ulooms, or we are involved in some field or another. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, second greatest student, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, is buried in Ray, next to Tehran in Iran. Rahimahullah, the Ustad of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, the student of Imam Malik, rahimahullah. They asked him, you Imam Muhammad, how come you wrote so many books? Limada ma sannafta fi zuhud? How come you did not write a book on tazkiyah, on tasawwuf, on zuhud? He said, I wrote. So the person was amazed and astonished. Where's the book? We don't know. He said, I wrote the whole Kitabul Buyu. I wrote the whole chapter and book on finances and our Islamic, true Islamic principles and economics. You practice on that properly, then you are Ashadun Nas. Then you are the biggest Sufi. Today we understood you must wear a high topi and you become Buzruk. We understood shake our head a little bit, then we become a Waliullah. We understood that you must remember that we must just go by the sheikh and butter him up and fill his pockets and so forth. And what we will do, that we became, but our business leaves a lot to be desired. Majority of us are like that. So don't fool ourselves that the biggest Sufi, the biggest Waliullah, he will be concerned about Safai Mu'amalat. Are my business dealings 100% according to Sharia? Not what they telling you, Sharia compliant and becoming millionaires and all that in the process. That's all scholars for dollars business. These are all gimmicks. They're making you a fool. You must remember that. So they use so many hilas and shortcuts and loopholes. They use talfiq. They take some maslahs from the Malikis, some from the Shafi'is, some from the Hanafis, and give you that byproduct and tell you that this year this hybrid is Sharia compliant. How you can have all these things then? So we must not play with the Sharia, remember that. So this is a big lesson for all of us. In Islam, there's no place for capitalism. There's no place for secularism. There is no place for democracy. Islam got its own unique system. Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the sole owner, exclusive owner of the Day of Justice. Therefore, it is called Deen. Political justice, economic justice, social justice, across the board we stand for justice because Allah Azza wa Jalla's name, His name Nami, Isme Grami, open Bayhaqi and so forth, Ad-Dayyanu la yamut. Allah Jalla wa Ala was, He will always be the most just and He will never die. Death is for me and you and creation. Chapter 28, verse 88. The last verse of chapter 28, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything shall perish sooner or later. Death will overtake us. Malak al-Maut also will die. But He, Allah, was, is, will always be. And then the next verse, Yawma taral mu'mineena wal mu'minat, the day of justice. What must you read, O Muslim? So read, mashallah. Was chapter 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُحْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Oh, beloved Allah Azza wa Jalla, do not disgrace us on the day of justice, the day of reckoning. Now that day Allah is speaking, Yawma, Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of reckoning, the day of justice. تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, you will see the believing men and the believing women. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. يَسْعَى, it will be rushing forth, it will be going in front of them. نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, the noor of Iman will be in front of them, guiding them on the sirat, on the pool, on the bridge to enter Jannah because of the Iman, the grace and mercy of Allah. Wa bi imanihim, and on the right hand side. Yesterday I was in Agosta, so I told all of them, lot of bulbulias there and hafijis and wadis and that. Every second, third person, the bulbulia there, you see. So, mashallah, nice community. May Allah reward them, mashallah. So, I told them before we concluded the lecture, 1 hour, 1 hour, 5 minutes, whatever. So, I told them, I'm going to make all of you amendments. So, they were looking at me. I said, go read chapter 90. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad, verse 18. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, Ulaika ashabul maymana. That you, the people who will be successful are the Maimun people. What does it mean? So I said, read the dua. You read the dua now. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ya Allah, give me my report. My book of deeds in my right hand. When we enter the plane, they say boarding pass. So on that day, there's noor on the front of us, on the right hand side. We'll be holding the boarding pass, and we'll be entering Jannah with the fadl, grace, mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. That's the noor. So Maimana got nothing to do with Maimun language. It's got to do with people who receive the book of deeds in the right hand. And then, what will they say? Wabi imanihim, Allah, the angels give them great tidings. Bushraakum al-yawm, today for you is everlasting happiness and joy and great tidings. Today you pass your examination, kamlu day, with distinction. Great tidings for you today. Jannatun tajri min tahti al-anharu khalidina fiha. Go and enter my Jannah and paradise. Beneath those gardens there you will find the beautiful lakes and streams and rivers flowing. Khalidina fiha, you will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Eternal happiness, joy, prosperity, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Khalidina fiha, zalika huwa al-fawzul azim. That indeed is the supreme success. Allahumma ij'alna minhum, ya Allah, grant us our marhumeen who passed away with Iman and Islam, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Read the dua now with me, enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter number 66, verse number 8. Chapter 66, Surah Tahrim, and remember verse number 8. Read. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. Allah Ta'ala speaks of the noor going in front of the believers. And then they reading, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, perfect, complete, perfection of our noor. Increase this noor for us. Waghfir lana, forgive us, Ya Allah. We drive our vehicles today, so we have dim lights, we have bright lights, then we have fog lights, we have intelligent lights. So we want that noor and that radiance and effulgence to increase and be enhanced all the time. So you read the dua? Read. Rabbana atmim lana noorana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. MashaAllah, today is the first of Jumad al-Ula, Jeem, with the Dhamma, with the Pesh. And not Jamaat, Jumad al-Ula, the first dry season. So read the dua, mashallah, mentioned in Abu Dawood. Yesterday I made them all to read the dua there in the Costa Masjid, you see that? So there's no time now to make you read all the duas. We sent it out with the beautiful voice of my brother, Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafizahullah. So remember that, you want the duas of Moon, you must just send me a message, 071-888-1184. So we will send it to you, you see, inshallah. So you read this dua, Hilalu, Khairin wa Rushdin, three words. عن جنين أبو داود سريد الله أكبر هلال خير ورشد يا الله جل وعلا make this month of Jumad الأولى a month of خير goodness for us our families ورشد and a month of righteousness. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, first of Jumad al-Ula in the whole world, basically 95-99%. One, two countries you might get a little bit zigzag. But the rest you must remember is first Jumad al-Ula. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. The ICJ, the International Criminal Court of Justice or Court of Justice says Israel must allow UNRWA. You see? That is the United Nations Relief Organization, and they're to enter, and they must be allowed to bring in the food and the aid and all that unhindered. But Israel are swines, the Jews, and the Zionists, Quran calls them swines, pigs, donkeys, monkeys, and dogs. All these words are mentioned in the Quran Sharif for them. Chapter number 5, verse number 60. Chapter number 62, verse number 5. Chapter number 7, verse number 176, and you will find it there. But these haramis and swines and pigs, they will tell you they never committed genocide. They will tell you there was no starvation there. They will tell you that no, they can do what they want to. And Smotrich said this, international law applies to everybody but not to us because we are Jews. And for us, we are chosen people. Hence, this law don't apply. You can't even beat Hamas, you haramis, after more than 2 years. America helping you, Germany helping you, Britain helping you, India helping you, and all the Arab regimes, haramis, Murtad, Ghaddar, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Jordan, and Egypt, and Bahrain, and Morocco, kulluhum murtadun, ghaddarun, khabithun. They're speaking Arabic, so they know these haramis. What we think about them? So you must be very clear. They got nothing to do with Islam. The settlers are attacking the Palestinians because now, if you know, it is the time of the olive harvest. So the Jutlas, they burn with rage. Why the Jew, why the Palestinians got olives and they got olive trees and olive harvests? They will attack the men and the women. They are swine, these people, remember that. So remember that the United Nations ruled. The Gaza genocide is a collective crime, 100% collective crime. America are the biggest terrorists, and Britain, and India, and all these other countries, Germany, and so forth, giving them the biggest arms and most powerful arms, and then murdering and killing babies and children. Remember, the Jews are killers of prophets and messengers. So for them to kill babies, men and women, civilians, is very small crime. That fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtuloon. They murdered prophets and messengers, Nabi Zakariya, Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu salam, and so forth. So now the Jutla say they're going to annex the West Bank. So now he, Trump, knows he's in big trouble, you see that? So he sent Whitcomb, he sent his son-in-law Kushner there. Then yesterday, Vance came there. Vance is married to a Hindu, you know that? He was celebrating Diwali with his wife, so he came a little bit late. So today, Rubio is coming, the Secretary of State, Foreign Minister. Hey, what the hell are you doing, Israel? We have to save the ceasefire. You're going to annex the West Bank. The UAE said that the red line, they will cut off ties. They won't cut off ties. You know them, the shaitans, haramis also. But it's just kali kali, you know, pretend that we'll do something. So all this is going on. Listen to the shocking figure. 95 Palestinian medics are held by Israel. Can you believe that? So 100% war criminals, 100% guilty of ethnic cleansing, 100% guilty of apartheid. The apartheid they got in Israel is 100 times worse than the apartheid we had in South Africa. Even Tutu said that if you read his statements and so forth. So Whitcomb and Kushner are going to visit their UAE. They're there already. And they'll butter MBZ, the other murdered up. You must remember why. So that you must pay so much, so much. They damaged the whole Gaza, but the Arabs must pay because they're a bunch of idiots, you see. Qatar gave $1 trillion and a plane. And what happened? They bombed them. So that is how they work. وَيْلُ لِلْعَرَبِ authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, woe and destruction to the Arabs, especially their leaders and so forth. Now they say ceasefire, ceasefire. How the hell is the ceasefire? The Rafah border is still closed between Egypt and Gaza. Nothing coming in from there. So remember that the northern part of Gaza, the people are still not getting aid. They're on the verge and they're already starving there. Trump is targeting the Antifa. Do you know Antifa? The left wing. There they are exposing Trump is a pedophile. He's a rapist and he is guilty of 34 crimes and is a criminal and a felon. And he's targeting so many. He's targeting the press that you must write positive articles. The press in America told him, go to hell. You want to impose censorship upon us. The universities told us, you told him, we will not abide by your suggestions and proposals and so forth. So what he does, he uses the laws of terrorism against his own people. So Pakistani have very sad stories. First story, Pakistani seized drugs worth $1 billion. So when I read that story, I will say, this Pakistani army and police, majority of them corrupt, just like South Africa. So they will pocket half of it and say, yeah, nisful li wa nisful lak. Aada hamara, aada tumara. You see that? So that is Pakistan. Shocking, shocking, disgraceful, be iman, be sharam. That America told Indonesia, told Pakistan, and the Arab non-pot dictators, now you're going to form an army and a coalition, and you must go inside Gaza and go fight Hamas. They supplied everything. They murdered our people, committed genocide, and now the dirty work Pakistan must do in Indonesia and Muslim Arab countries. So are you Muslim or what you are? So remember, but Pakistan today has become the knocker, the slave of America. So therefore, Imran Khan is still in jail. Not only in jail, he's in solitary confinement. So Imran Khan, you can differ with him on 100 issues, but nobody could corrupt him. That everybody knows. So therefore, they put him there in jail, you must remember. Is it the 18th, you must remember? Trump still putting more and more pressure on Modi and on India regarding Russian oil and so forth and so on. The shutdown has entered its third week already and no sign of abating. So the whole America is falling apart. Billions and billions of dollars they're losing. Hundreds and thousands of people losing their jobs and so forth. Riots in Dublin. Dublin is Ireland, right? So when you go there, you will see the very good society. But sometimes some trouble sparks up. So why are there riots in Dublin? They say that the 10-year-old girl, an Irish girl, was raped. Now the question arises, who raped this 10-year-old girl? You know, just a young girl. And they say it is a migrant from Africa. They don't say the person's name and they don't name the country. So now they are anti-migration also, you see. So this is how it sparks the riots and so forth and so on. So Allah have mercy, always read the ayat surah 12, verse number 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Listen to this story here. Kiev, that's Ukraine, to buy 100 fighter jets from Stockholm, that's Sweden, okay? So Ukraine going to buy 100 fighter jets from Stockholm, that is Sweden. Next news, Kiev to run out of money. They won't have any money to buy arms and import and so forth by next year, April, that's 2026. So why the hell must you buy so much arms? You can't beat Russia. Russia, if Russia would love, you know, we support Putin. Putin is a big harami. Anybody who attacks the interests of America or Britain or Israel, we would support them. We make it clear whether they're Muslim, non-Muslim, atheists or what. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajulil fatih. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala uses non-Muslims to have the deen of Islam. See him, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most beloved, the most precious to all, Majd Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the entire universe. And he, Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, uncle Abu Talib, dispatched to have. dead. But in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned he's in Jahannam and so forth and burning. So remember that in the case that is what happens, that we see for 42 years he was defending the honor and the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it happens like that. Sometimes Allah uses non-Muslim. Now, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the Saudi regime MBS all pakka murtad bin shaitan. They told us that Sheikh Salih bin Humaid is al-Mufti al-Am, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. So yesterday they changed the decision. They said, no. I told you that that man is a very, very intelligent person. He speaks over 15 languages. And I was very happy when they chose him. But I'm sure that some things he didn't agree with them. So they say, you're no more the Mufti al-Am, you're no more the Grand Mufti. So yesterday MBS made him Sheikh Fawzan al-Fawzan. We met him also. So you must remember the new Grand Mufti. So Salih bin Humaid was Grand Mufti for 2-3 weeks only. And now Fawzan al-Fawzan is Grand Mufti. He's a Yabas. He'll just say G, 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 become a G by, you know. So these type of things. They're all waste of time, these people. The biggest obstacle, you must remember, for real peace day in Palestine, occupied Palestine, is Netanyahu, and his right-wingers, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and Katz and all these haramis there. You know, in France, they pulled off a job in 4 minutes, and that what they pulled off in the Louvre Museum. You know, in France, French, they pronounce it but different. More than 100 million US dollars in 4 minutes. Till now, they haven't caught those people, the perpetrators. Yesterday, they pulled off another job in another museum. And there they stole, you must remember, 2,000 unique coins. So what the hell you French guys are doing and your police and your law enforcement is doing? They're all busy with a woman, wine, dine and swine. What the hell you guys doing? They're catching you all fast asleep, you know. Imagine one place, 100 million plus dollars. Now here, also 2,000 unique coins. Not a million gone. So Peter Hain, if you know Peter Hain, so he used to bring around all these protest marches against the Springboks in South Africa and that under apartheid. Peter Hain writes in his book that ANC are the most corrupt people you can find. You see that? So these are people who are giving you advice, but you won't listen, you see. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاسِينَ. We give you advice, but you don't listen. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa, in the last 2-3 minutes. So 8 students suspended day in Cape Town, Malnatan, you see, for bullying and so forth. 1-2 guys donating, giving a hiding to the other guys and so forth. You know our schools today. Zuma, President Zuma of the MK could lose his presidential pension. You know why? He goes to court so many times. His legal fees are 28 million, 29 million. So Muzoma, you better pay up. Otherwise, they're telling you no pension. Hazi Konomali, you see that? Sahuk, we must mention Sahuk every day. So you only got 7 days left, all you South Africans. So, and even you, the foreign countries, neighboring countries, you know, maybe from Swaziland or Lesotho or what, in the past years, 5 years, 10 years, you gave some money to Sahuk and so forth and so on. So you must contact us and we will send you this one simple form and you'll get all the information there. And there's 3 email addresses. So you must write all your grievances. Next week, Friday is cut off. So today, Thursday, tomorrow, Friday, and next Friday. So working days are 7, and if you take the weekend, it's 9 days left. So make sure you do everything this week here. So don't waste time and so forth. 20 million spent, you must remember this is courtesy of ANC again, on clinic, but no clinic was built. So where's the mean money? You understand? 20 million. We don't know. It just gone, disappeared in the air. So the premier of Gauteng, Lasufi, so he said that now they're going to give the guys, you understand, free testing, this, that, for drugs and thus. So the question they ask, can Lasufi have 15,000 drug addicts in one day? Obviously, that's not going to happen. So yesterday we were in Costa, mashallah, Allah to reward our Haji Suleiman Yaqub, mashallah, Allah to reward him, his family. He came all the way there to pick us up, and up past 2, he was there, quarter to 3, we left. 4:30 we were in Costa, and mashallah, our host day was a special family, you know. Hafiz Shu'aib Panjbaya. And then he got his brother, Hafiz Yusuf Panjbaya. Then the younger brother, Hafiz Mu'az Panjbaya. I asked him, Walid Sahib, who's your father? He said, Maulana Muhammad Panjbaya, 27 years he made Imamat there in Costa. Waliullah. Abul Hufaz. Imagine all his sons, Hafiz. One is here in Rustenburg, here in Majidur Rahman. He's a Maulana, he's a Ali. So what the Mubarak family. Allah Ta'ala reward them. Allah reward the trustees, the Imam. I know him also. So I know his father also, the Imam, mashallah. Sheikh Khabbab from Sudan, you see. So I want to tell you one quick announcement. You see, among these brothers is one young brother there. His name is Hafiz Mu'az. Handsome looking guy. He's a Hafiz. He just came back from Tabligh 40 days or whatever. So I told him, I'm going to take your name and we want to get you married. So all of you who got young, young daughters, 18, 19, you see that? 20, I told him, oh, Haruche, you see. So you must contact Costa. I don't have the details, but you just contact Costa. Anybody, say Hafiz Mu'az there. He speak perfect English, everything. They're all born in South Africa. So you must get your daughters married to him. And now we are staying here by Haji, Yusuf, Umar, Isa. Uncle Brownie, you'll call him, you see. So Allah reward him and his family. MashaAllah, that will give us a wonderful time. Today our program, I'm going to say namaz, 5 o'clock. Majid Abrar, so mashallah. So after Fajr, we'll have program. You phone me 5:30, Junaid Mota, and we'll do the program from there, inshallah. And after Asr, Masjidur Rahmah. And after Isha, inshallah, we'll be there in the big masjid, the Jami Masjid. Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.